For HKX, testing.
For HKX, KB4CBA.
Hey, how are you, sir?
Doing good. I just ran out to Publix here to get a prescription. Are you testing a new radio?
A new radio that I picked up at Shelby today.
Oh, man. Look out, I tell you. Well, so what'd you get?
I see 706 Mark II that said it wouldn't transmit, but I'm talking to you on it right now.
Before the 7300 came out, that's what I was looking at to buy. I was looking to, you know, get a used one, and so anyway, it sounds good.
Next question is, how does it sound? I just now got the repeater programmed in, tried to remember how to do it. I finally had to go give up and go watch the YouTube video.
Yeah, that's what they're for. I do that all the time. So what did they say it wouldn't do?
Would not transmit. It would receive, but no transmit.
And well, you must have got a deal on that, because all you're paying for is a receiver.
Still on it, let's put it that way. Now, I don't know if the HF side of it's working. I hadn't got that tested yet.
What's up? What are you waiting for? Oh, man. Do you have HF antenna?
Just got to hook it up and then spin it over there and see if I can get a hold of anybody.
Well, I think you got a good deal. I hope it doesn't just conk out on you. And but it sounds good. And audio is nice and clear, and you know, it's not overpowering or anything. So anyway, sounds good.
It's putting out about 20 watts right now, so it's clean enough if I want to use it to get into the repeater with, if nothing else. And I have another one of these. I have a 706 Mark IIG that I said, for what I paid for this one, nothing else. The extra microphone and the extra knobs is worth what I paid for it.
Gosh. Well, you know, if I'd have seen that up there, I probably would have bought it. But I didn't go. So, yeah, there you go. Snooze, you lose.
Brand new. I mean, it's got one little scratch on the case, and that's it. But, I mean, other than that, I don't know. I can't find anything wrong with it yet.
Besides that, Gary can fix it for him in zero TR.
Y'all carry on. Hey, Tom, I'm going to jump out of here. I'm sitting in the driveway here. So I'm going to go ahead and pull this thing in the garage. Good luck on your radio there, and Tom, we'll talk to you later. 73s, y'all have a good Labor Day. KB4CPA.
See you later, Dave.
Hey, thanks for coming back to me, KO4HKX.
Yeah, a while ago when you was testing, but you evidently didn't hear me, Patrick.
I'm still trying to get this repeater programmed in here, having to remember how to program this radio, and I couldn't do it, so I had to go back and watch a video on how to do it.
At the Long Ranger, I think that's most of us. I got the book sitting right next to each one of mine, because those menu things they're just hard to remember all of it. And I got two ICOMs, and this one's been around for years, the ICOM 208. And then I got two Yaesus in the car and the truck. But I can remember a lot of things on the Yaesu, but not many on the ICOMs.
Same way, I've got a couple of Yaesu, my 991A in here in the shack. and then a little HT. And I find the navigating the menu on them a little easier than I do these older ICOMs. Now, the newer ICOMs, I can't tell you because I have not tried anything with them other than my ID5100. And even it, it's still a little funky for me.
Anything that thing won't transmit, it's a final module. And Neary could fix that, I'll bet you. He knows electronics real well.
I talked to him when I was getting it, and I don't know if he'll be up to doing it or not. I'll ask him, but if he doesn't feel like it, I'll send it out and have it fixed. Like I said, for what I paid for this thing, if it only worked on 2 meters, I couldn't complain.
Well, they said that about it. You got lucky, Patrick, and smart. Congratulations. Well, you didn't steal it or nothing. They just sold it as is. That's all there is to it. Sometimes you win, sometimes you don't. So Gary went with you today up there?
Just today. He stayed home. Me and Leon and his son went and walked around up there, and then I met up with a couple other guys from down in the Greenville area and the Hendersonville area. So I had a good time. We all had a good time. It wasn't near as hot today, for sure. And there was more there today than there was yesterday.
Usually the case. Well, it's thundering and blowing here, but just barely got a sprinkle. It's not even enough to measure. It really ticks me off. Maybe it'll rain, though. I see the bushes out front here are blowing some. But uneventful day here. Just had a barbecue sandwich Bernice made out of the leftover ribs and some salsa on some on the border chips and a big glass of milk. Oh, I'm stuffed as a pig.
I eat like it. But you make sure to tell her I'm enjoying the German chocolate cake. I had a piece of it last night, and I'm going to have a piece of it tonight. The wife said that I could have her piece, so I'm going to take advantage of it.
A big portion of it to my neighbor over there with the boat, you know, to the west of me today, and he was tickled to death, and Bernice made him what do you call those? Coconut cream pie. Oh, it looked like a work of art. It was beautiful. And then he was tickled to death. He says, I'll eat that whole thing. He don't share it with anybody. His mama used to make them for him. And he come over and weed eat at our place the other day, and we didn't even ask him because Bernice is not able, and I can't handle that thing. It's too heavy for me. And he just went out there, and I looked out there. It was hotter than blue blazes, and he was weed eating. So anything he does big like that, we always reward him, or she does. And Bernice said to tell you that she's happy you enjoyed that. I don't care for it, mainly because it's got coconut in it, Patrick, and I just don't like coconut that well.
For HKX, that's all right, Tom. We'll forgive you. We know nuts don't like to eat nuts.
There ain't nuts in it or not, does it? Bernice? Walnuts or something? Or pecans? Anyways, I just got a picture of my youngest grandson and Amy's at Costco's, our daughter. And, oh, he's ordered. His other grandma's eating. And he does not like anybody's pumpkin pie but Bernice's. And I had just sent him a picture of a pumpkin pie that Bernice just made this morning. And it looks like a work of art. I sure took a picture of that coconut cream. You wouldn't believe it. She makes that real fluffy meringue stuff and then browns it on top. It's just beautiful. And it tastes just as good. But I guess Carol, his grandma, she goes ahead and makes it as the recipe says. And it's got cloves in it. Oh, it's a button one from Costco's. Okay. You ought to have seen the look on Jordan's face. It was like, yeah.
Store-bought never compares to homemade.
Oh, and he's nothing like Isaac, the big guy. He is the finickiest thing that I ever seen in my life. He'll sit there and eat pasta without anything on it. And he's been that way since he was a little bitty kid. But you'd probably be surprised to know that Isaac, he's 300 pounds now and 6'5". And when he was born, I think he was, 5.5 pounds?
Under 5 pounds.
Done some growing. Start out underweight like that, and to get to where he's at, he's done some growing.
He was in the NICU. She had him premature. And Jordan, he's a moose of a kid, too. And he was the same way, about 5 pounds when he was born and in the NICU. And that was some expensive kids.
That's for sure. That NICU is not cheap, but those people in there earn every penny of it.
Well, send me a picture of that. And I sent Shane a picture today. I'll tell you, when I talk to you, I got a laugh out of it. I'll send you the picture if I think of it. And I'll tell you what Shane said at first, and then he figured it out. one of my favorite things out back. And this hawk was over the top of him. And he had a pretty good pile of them there. It's been several years ago. And he said, I didn't know that they gathered them up like that. I won't say no more.
I sent you a picture of that already.
Thing in there. Oh, beauty. Man, you did get lucky. Now, Shane, you sent me a message. I'm going to type him one back here right quick.
Yeah, don't tell me that's that fancy little radio you purchased.
Indeed.
Tell them what you said it was, NC9V.
I don't know if it transmits on HF yet. I haven't tested it. I spent 30 minutes trying to figure out how to program a repeater into it and finally just give up and went and watched a video on how to do it.
Leon, I offered him $50 for it, and he won't sell it to a good friend.
That rate, I'd give what he paid for it. He's good as gold. I tell you, he touches it, and poof, it's worth gold.
Well, I think he made a heck of a good buy, I'll tell you. Oh, I sold a tuner to some gentleman around here. I can't remember who he was the other day, and it was about $7.95 or so, and I sold it to him for $3. I'd forgotten that I'd advertised him with Gary for $300, and they raised him. They're a lot more than that. But I forgot to go back and tell Gary, so I give it to him for $3 because that's what I said I'd sell it for. And he was very happy with it.
Imagine.
1500 watt MFJ 998. Tuner I got, but I ain't gonna tell you what I give for it. That's where two fools met, but oh well, I'm getting older and you can't take it with you.
Got it. Patrick, you got how many radios now? That's all that matters, right?
That's KI4DOS.
Hey, Gary. Patrick, what did that radio cost new? I've heard of those years ago. They've been gone for a few years, haven't they? What was the list on them back then?
I'll tell you back then, but I know they're still selling for $400 to $600, depending on the shape of them and which model it is.
I like taking advantage of somebody there, Gary. Just kidding. Well, you got a good deal.
He told me what he paid for that thing, and he called me from the ham fest up there. He got a super deal on that one. Patrick, are you talking on it now or not?
Talking on it right now, and I got such a good deal, I went back and got the tuner for a good deal also. I'll tell you about it in a minute.
Should have seen the look on it, just the look on his face when he came back after picking that thing up.
Did that last since yesterday, and it was still there today, or was it just put out today?
We didn't get by there till later in the morning, so everybody had an opportunity to get it.
It was a disappointment yesterday, Tom, to be honest with you. There wasn't as many people there as I thought there would be, but, Hamfest have dwindled down now. It's unbelievable. They're not anywhere near what they used to be.
Well, that when Ariel and I went to that a few years back, it was really great. And I kind of figured it was mostly people that had campers and that today and were setting up, the first day when you guys went. So I'm not really surprised that there's more there today. But, on a Friday like that, that's when you get all the bargains a lot of times.
Yesterday, and a lot of the guys that went up there to sell stuff were going around buying stuff so they could put it out and sell it and make more money on it.
The fun of it, isn't it, Leon?
My wife was shredding paper. What did you say?
Oh, I said that's the fun of it, just to get up there early on Friday and find some of the bargains.
Kind of what I thought. I've never been there on a Friday, and I'm thinking, well, it's a three-day ham fest. Maybe I should probably go on Friday. And we talked about it and went, and that's where the best deals are. Except in Patrick's case, which apparently it was today.
I was looking at a great TR-7 yesterday. And the transceiver, the power supply, two matching units, an external VFO, and there was something else. I can't remember what went with it, but the guy was going to sell it all for $500. He said, if you come by after a while, he said, you might get it a little less than that.
Those are pretty much collector's items. Those were good radios.
Yes, I have one, and it belonged to my father-in-law. It's a Most people don't realize that's a 200-watt radio, and if you pick it up just right, you can get about 250 out of it. But I don't ever try to run any of my radios that hard.
Of course, two finals, right, Gary? I really have only duped and tuned a radio like that a couple of times in my life. When I got in on ham radio, I bought a TS-140, and I just never had to do that. But the first ones I ever saw, the postman, him and his son had a radio station set up over by Lincoln Park back home in Kansas, and I was impressed. And it was, of course, 1,500 watts and that, and it was like the Drake amp that I had that was 1,500 watts. I sold it to Matt, and he seemed to be pretty happy with it, Gary.
I saw an amp up there yesterday. I told you about it yesterday at Alpha 9500. I'd love to have that thing, but they still wanted too much money for it.
I looked for it, Gary. It was gone.
Had a good price on it.
Gary, that's tubes, I know. Probably 3,500s.
3,000 for it, which was a really good price. I mean, those amplifiers, those alphas are expensive.
No doubt about that.
Hey, Leon, I'm sorry it was gone, because I know you'd have bought it for me.
Well, that's why I was looking, Gary, because the YL's not going to let me get it.
He's going to go up now. I've heard of some guys that I know pay $8,000, and of course they're 2,500 watts, which they shouldn't be on, but they are. And with MFJ going out of business, those are going to get scarce.
For the Dentron Clippers, they had a Dentron Clipper amplifier up there yesterday, too. I don't remember the price of it, but it was a beautiful amplifier. It really was.
What ND7J bought from the old boy used to live up here on Lake Robinson, and then he moved to Tennessee, and I heard that he passed away the other day. But I believe that was the brand of it, and K4SV told him to run, you know, don't buy it. And sure enough, he had a lot of trouble with it and sold it finally after he got it repaired. But Dave was right. Whatever brand it was, it was the wrong one to buy. I was thinking it was a Dentron, Gary.
Well, I hate that he had a lot of trouble with it. I know several people that have had them that have had real good luck with them. But that Alpha that I was looking at, old Jack, W4TWX, had two of them. he tried to get me to get one of his, and I didn't do it. But I did get one of his Yaesu 990s. If I can't complain, I'm happy with the radio. And I've got that Collins 30L1, but I don't ever run it. Well, you know, I figure if I can hear them working with 100 watts, I don't need anything else.
That for 19 years was 100 watts.
What'd you get? That's all I got on anything is 100 watts.
Same here, NC9V.
Miss N0TR. Well, especially if you're running CW, Gary, that's like having an amplifier, really. I'm tied up, Patrick.
I turned it down. I was ordering it to drive through.
If you're running CW, it's like having an amplifier in the first place.
Yeah, you know, it amazes me how much easier you can get through with just the CW. You know, you're just modulating the carrier up there, and it just booms right through when nothing else will.
Wholeheartedly.
I'll have to call you and tell you about it, but one of our buddies is trying to learn CW, and he's got a set of iambic paddles, and he was playing with those, and he just couldn't get the rhythm down. So I gave him a straight key, and he's pounding them out pretty good on the straight key. The only thing is he's moving his wrist. I told him, I said, no, I said, I'll have to show you the proper way to use a straight key. I said, you put your elbow up down on something solid, and you move your whole forearm, and I can do that or not.
It really didn't come to be until I used the paddles, but I've talked to guys on straight keys, but they're pretty limited in speed usually, but that's okay if they're learning. But I sure like the paddles a lot better, Gary. I can't even hardly copy a bug either, let alone use one.
Yesterday had a beautiful Viperplex bug out there, and I told him, I said, you know, I said, I'd love to learn to use this if I could get somebody to teach me how to use it properly. He started laughing. He said, as long as I've been doing CW, I have never been able to figure it out.
I can't copy the dang things. Once in a while, if you get a real good operator, you can.
Patrick and Leon and some of the rest of these fellas in here, and get them to get their CW up to where they can get on there and do a little CW work. They'll be amazed at how many contacts they can make.
Yes. I'd like to learn. It's just finding the time to devote to it.
Back when I started studying for the test, it was still a requirement. I've been working on the 5 words per minute. And I about got up to 5 words per minute, and then they dropped the requirement. And there went the Morse code.
Three countries on Logbook of the World on QRZCQ.com. I got 314 mixed, but I got 298 on CW, and I'd like to get two more on there just for the heck of it, because I never ever kept count till I come down here, and Ariel and Bob and the guys got me to counting. But I'd have never got there if I had to rely on the sideband, and I will not use something like FT8. I seen a joke the other day. A little boy ran in and he says, "Hey, Mom, I just worked a country halfway around the earth and I didn't even talk to him."
That is about Morse code. Oh, I may pick it up later when I have a little bit more time on my hands. But for now, I'm happy playing with what I've got there, Tom.
A lot of times, Leon, there'll be nothing on, and you can almost always go to CW and have a conversation or just work a contact or a day expedition. But sideband's not that way by any means. And when there's a de-expedition going on, it's basically a screaming contest.
Not my idea of fun.
Yes, it takes some time and elbow grease, and most people, they don't have that nowadays, Leon. Go ahead, Patrick.
Whenever I'm trying to send a text message right quick, KO4HKX.
It's a different world out there when you get into CW and start using it a little bit. Most of the guys that are on CW, you know, they want to carry on the conversation. They don't want to just swap, signal reports, which is a good thing. And that's one of the main things I like about it.
And in conversational CW is still difficult even for me, because Leon, I said once I got that 20 words a minute that I'd never use that stuff again. I hated it. And then I got to thinking, well, you dummy, you know it now. Why throw all that effort away? It took me a year to get through all of the different license categories then. Of course, you had general and advanced and extra. And each one had a CW test. But I didn't think I could ever pass that 20. I was about ready to give up when I passed it in Joplin, Missouri. I'll never forget it. But it is a fun mode. But, gentlemen, I got to go because I got to get the rain locker here in about 11 minutes when I take my heart pills. So, well, I hope you guys get some rain. We ain't got any yet. And look forward to hearing you down the line. Go ahead and pick it up, Leon, and pass it around to Patrick and Gary. 73. This is N0TR. And congratulations. That's a really nice rig, Patrick.
Tom, you have a great day. So I didn't see you up there, but we're going to lay eyeballs on you one day soon. Told Patrick I'm going to work my way into his racket he's got going with you there. But we'll catch up, and I'm going to jump out of here. So Gary and Patrick, y'all have a good one. We'll see you on the net tonight in C9V. 7-3, y'all.
John and Tom, y'all have a great day. Good to talk to both of you. Go ahead, Gary.
Tom and Leon, y'all take care. Have a great evening, and we'll talk to you a little bit later. And Patrick, that thing is beautiful. I tell you what, you got a deal.
Like I said, it was hard to put that one back on the table after I picked it up.
It may not be anything wrong with it. You know, I got to thinking, you know, he said it did transmit, but it didn't transmit on high power. That's what you said. And I thought to myself, well, you know, somebody could have gone in there and bumped that menu and changed the power level on it.
It didn't transmit at all, but he didn't know for sure because he was selling the radios for somebody else. So he wasn't 100% sure of anything. So I said, for that much money, I'll take a chance on it. Like I said, if nothing else, the parts out of it, most of the parts will work on the other one that I have. So I took a chance on them, and here we are.
Nice addition to your station, no doubt about it, because it sounds beautiful, and it looks beautiful, so, you know, that's a double plus.
The only thing so far is it doesn't have 440 on it. It's not the Mark II G, it's just a Mark II. So, but, like I say, it's an awesome little radio, and it sounds great. It sounds better than the other one that I have, so I'm impressed with it so far.
Yeah, that's something to be proud of.
I bought the radio earlier in the day and then went back and to see if the tuner was still there and ended up with it. But I got a good deal on it too, so can't really complain about it. So I have to get my HF antenna hooked up on it here and give it a try here in a little while.
That's the thing to do. You hook it up, try it out, and see how it works. And it's not that hard to unscrew a PL259 from one radio and hook it up to another one.
It's not. I done a factory reset on it, so in case there was some software glitches or logic locked in there, I just will start from scratch.
Go ahead, Tom.
You got your CW ear on?
Okay, but I don't know if it's on or not. We'll try it and see.
Oh, man, just listen. Da 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 da, G-G-G-G-G. Da 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 da. Copy. Billy got. Oh, Patrick. That's not any secret code. That's Morse code.
I know what you're saying, without even being able to read Morse code.
That's me and Gary's secret code. Anyway, see you guys later. And 0 TR's clear.
Tell Miss Bernice we said hello. Hope y'all have a great evening.
You and Miss Bernice have a great evening. And thanks for coming in here and rag chewing with me a little bit and try this radio out.
Bye, gentlemen.
Yep. And you two have a great evening. And look forward to hearing you on the net tonight. KO4HK 73. Did you go get dinner tonight?
Boy wanted his stuff down here from Taco Bell, so that's where I went, and I'm just got through with the drive-thru one time, headed back towards the house now.
Taco Bell. We know where you'll be later. The net up for you, just let me know.
I think I'll be all right. all she wanted was a soft shell taco, and I'm glad Gabriel's not listening. He'd give me a fit.
HKX, well, me and Leon and his son, we all went back to the same place we ate lunch yesterday and tried it again.
I don't know what Elise's thoughts were on it, but Joy really enjoyed hers, and she thought that was a real, real nice surprise for us to bring home some food for them to eat so they didn't have to cook.
Response I got, and Elise liked hers, and she liked it again today.
we were discussing that place up there in Traveler's Rest. You know, Joy said that theirs used to be that good, but the last time I stopped up there and got something to eat and brought it home, it was not that good. She said, this place is really good. And I said, well, you know, one of these days we'll ride up up there just to have some lunch or something. And she said, okay. And I said, one thing about it, she said, what's that? I said, we will not be ordering the large. Because it's, you know, well, me and you and Leon only ate half of it, and then carried the rest of it home to our wives, and they enjoyed it. So I said, yeah, there ain't no sense in getting that, a great big one like that, because I won't eat that much of it. You know, I mean, I was full yesterday.
After that, I come home, I didn't eat anything else the rest until this morning.
That place this morning we did yesterday, did you?
No, sir. We tried out the Pancake House this time, And sure enough, we ended up under another AC vent, like to freeze to death.
Mary Shelby must be hot natured, eh? I'm telling you the truth, it was cold sitting under that vent.
It was chilly this morning, and I don't mind the cold, and it was still chilly blowing right down my back of my shirt.
It was enjoyable, you know. I mean, the food was okay. I mean, that's, you know what you're getting when you go there. But yeah, that temperature control was a little bit much, and of course the jukebox over there just coming on by itself, you know, that had it turned up way too loud.
We didn't have to listen to any jukebox this morning, thankfully. We could carry on a conversation with each other.
Today, just you and Leon and his son?
Three of us, so we had a good time. Met with a couple other people up there, Ed Hudson. I don't know if you know him or not. He lives over in Pickens. He used to be part of the morning crew. KM4NAP, I believe, was his call. I'd have to go back and look it up. I hadn't used it in so long. But him and Carol come up. I met with them and talked to them for a little while. And a bunch of other people. So we had a good time. Finally got Damon out there trying to sell something.
Y'all did good if you got him out to raise his tent up and try to sell something. But, I enjoyed myself yesterday, really did. Got to see some folks I hadn't seen in a long, long time. And, you know, that's one of the main reasons I go. I'm enjoying the little bag I bought. Joy kind of liked it a little bit. But I do wish it had a little handle on it like the one Leon was carrying. I may buy me another one. I don't know. You can't never tell about me. But those are like radios. You can't have too many, right?
Can't have too many because they'll all got something in them.
And for the rest of your weekend, since you're going to take Monday off.
And I am going to work on putting my Shelter Logic shelter up. It's got a metal frame with a canvas tarp that goes over it. I had one before, and the snow a couple years ago damaged a few poles in it. And I took it down and moved it because it was a small one. I'm going to put it over my tractor. You seen it when you was up here yesterday. And I'm going to put the bigger one back around back where it was at so I can get all that stuff covered up before winter comes.
It won't be long till winter's here. We think we got all the time in the world, but all of a sudden, you know, we say we want to do this before this season gets here, and then all of a sudden it's here. My son, Stephen, came over the other day, and he fussed at me about the front deck, you know, the front porch on the house. And, he said, I thought you were going to get this done before the got hot weather. And I said, well, I didn't make it. And I've got some more cleaning up out there to do. I went out and cleaned up a little bit, threw some in the dumpster till it got hot today, and went back inside the house and got cooled down. And late this afternoon, we watched the race over at Darlington. You know, I call them the Bush Boys. You know, the Xfinity Series, and of course the Cup Series comes on tomorrow. So I'll probably watch it tomorrow evening. It comes on 6:00. So hopefully it'll be all over with by the time then starts.
But you never know. There may be a rain delay in there. I think they're calling for some rain tomorrow evening to move through the areas. So it's very possible. It's that time of year. And but if not, I mean, we'll be there when you get done.
I'll check in, no problem, whether the race is on or not. But we look forward to hearing you tomorrow night. Well, look forward to hearing you tonight on the radio. Check in on that radio. That really sounds good. Always supper in and sit down and put on the feed bag and get ready to call the net here in just a little bit. Tell Miss Elise we said hello. I'll say 73 to you for now. We'll talk at you a little bit later. Enjoy it there, Patrick. KO4HKX, KI4DOS mobile.
Gary and I enjoyed talking to you today, and hope you enjoy your meal there, and please tell Joy Elise and I said hello, and look forward to talking to you on the net tonight, and I'll try to get over there and check in with Chet and relay you in over there also. KO4H Kit, I'll be clear. 7-3.
Appreciate that. We'll talk at you later. KO4HKX, KI4DOS, mobile clear.